Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think it's full steam ahead because he's got the arm, he's got the ability to run. I mean, he has it all. And so, you know, Lamar Jackson can throw the ball, but not the taller of the quarterbacks. You know, he still has some issues right now to overcome. But again, that was a big step up. But I think right now, you know, you look at Josh Allen, and this franchise should be good for many, many years.
Well, that is NFL insider John Clayton talking with Shope and the Bulldog.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going Buff State.
Yeah, I don't have. You guys didn't set me up with the view of Jeremy here. I want to see. I want to see my co-host. I need like you to send me the link, boys. Yeah, I thought I'd represent the alma mater today, and I'm wearing a free cap. I'm all about free stuff. That's where I live my life.
Yeah, I got the Southern Tier hat too. I couldn't get that on my head. I couldn't give it to my wife.
It's adjustable. Wait a minute. See these things in the back?
Yeah, couldn't do it. I gotta echo. That's my fault.
Yeah, no, it was definitely it was all the way over, and there was no way it was fitting over my big fat bald head. So I had to adjust it. Hold on. Okay, gotta take headphones off. I should probably wear earbuds. So you don't have to take headphones off to put your cap back on. Yes, our thanks to Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716. If for some reason you find it entertaining to actually see us talk on the radio, you can do that right now by going to the WGR Facebook page and
playing
our
around with
live
lighting
stream.
In my house. Is it flattering? You can't even see me.
I can't see you. You're on radio to me.
All right.
I mean, you could be flipping me the bird right now. I wouldn't be able to tell. Don't do it. anyway, before you do your stat. So, happy Friday. Heck are all of you people? Let's go. We should be talking with fans all morning long on this show. So grab a line. Brayton's sitting there. Jonathan's sitting there. They're playing like solitaire on their computers. Make these guys earn their minimum wage. 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. You tell us what you think about the Bills-Ravens game. We've been doing it all week, but we want to hear what you think about it, too. Carlton tweeted in, confident in our passing game, less confident in our run defense and defending the tight end. Big difference? This year we can score points. Advantage Bills. So we'll get your thoughts in, too. Thank you for your tweet, Carlton. All right, go ahead.
Yesterday we talked about it. I said I was recklessly optimistic. I'm not going all the way to obnoxiously optimistic, okay?
Can I ask you a question, too, by the way?
Yeah.
What is recklessly optimistic?
That means I'm not cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, but does that mean are you endangering others? Like, when you're reckless, you're endangering somebody.
It means I'm not going to be the Bills fan that does the cop-out and say, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Because cautiously optimistic just means – it doesn't really mean anything. Recklessly optimistic means, I want everyone to know that I actually think they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
I was cautiously optimistic against the Colts, and they won. This time I'm recklessly optimistic. I like the matchup. I hear people talking about how Baltimore's playing really well. So are the Bills.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody right now is playing well. The Packers are playing well. The Bucs are playing well. You can't be here unless you're playing well for the most part. The Browns are playing really well, some of their best football. So, you know, I don't worry about momentum, who comes in doing what, because the only thing you have to do is survive in advance and then play the next game. So, that said, Baltimore's got a pass offense that can get you. It's 20th in yards per attempt. I just don't think they can keep up with the Bills. So here's the numbers. The stat I wanted to give you.
Yep.
We played a clip from Eric Wood earlier that the Bills got cover zero blitzed by the Ravens last time 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
And Allen really struggled with it. He got sacked 6 times. The Bills' net passing yards in that game, 105. Like, that is unheard of for this year's offense.
Right.
So here you go. This is from, I got to find the actual author of the piece. I want to give credit where it's due. It's a stat about Allen against cover zero blitzes this year. And this comes from Ted Wynn and Sheil Kapadia.
I saw a little bit of their piece the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. So the question was, can Josh Allen burn the blitz? And they wrote about this and came out with some numbers on this. This year, Allen has faced 23 snaps of cover zero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're cover zero, I mean, it's a blitz. Unless you have 5 receivers, it depends on the formation, how many guys are coming, whatever.
Right.
But 23 snaps against cover zero. He is 15 of 21 for 101 yards, 8 touchdowns, and no picks.
Wow.
And they write, his secret was fighting aggression with aggression. Hmm. The point just being, all right, you want to send everybody? The Bills are not afraid of empty sets. They're not afraid
which
of
is nice.
Allen.
Yeah.
Right? They're not of, and
they
Allen,
trust him. Yeah.
He is consistently a player that will take hits,
mm-hmm.
shrug off guys, throw them to the ground, throw while falling. You know, he is I just trust him at this point to be better than what they can throw at him, and it's why I think the Bills will win. And if they lose, and we come in Monday to talk about it, I mean, it's not my fault they lost.
It will be your fault.
But we'll know something went wrong, and we'll know what went wrong at that point. I just feel good.
Yeah, and I think what you just said, we're lining up calls. We're going to get to you here in a second. Thanks for calling us. I mean, that what you just said, I mean, it speaks volumes of what this season's been about with Josh's improvement in so many different areas. You're right. You know, if they go empty, I don't know, might have been in years past, you'd panic. Empty set, a blitzing team, what are you doing? And you might just look at it now and go ahead. Yeah, fine. He's got more targets going out. He's going to get the ball out. He's not going to hang on too long. He's going to make a good decision or whatever. He'll be able to buy some time, move around in the pocket. Maybe he can get to one of the edges and make a play. So that's why I said going into the break, Jeremy, you know, I honestly, I'm not recklessly optimistic. I think they'll win the game. I feel better about their chances in this game than I did last week. I honestly thought the old Baltimore or the newer Baltimore, Indianapolis, I really thought across the board they could run the ball, but I got to worry about their quarterback and their passing game. I like T.Y. Hilton. They've got some good targets at tight end. They have more passing weapons than the Ravens do. You know, their offensive line, I think, is better with the Colts. Not that the Ravens is bad, but I think the Colts' offensive line is better. I thought overall their defense was solid from back to front. You know, with the Ravens, a couple of their linebackers are, you know, they are a little bit susceptible in the middle of the defense. So I think you can absolutely make a case. You might be more worried as a fan about this game because Baltimore's won 6 straight, and they've been blowing teams out down the stretch and all that stuff. They're the, I guess, the second hottest team technically to the Bills. You've won 7 straight. But I just think if you look at the overall matchup, and maybe this is why you're recklessly optimistic, but I think if you look at the overall matchup, I feel better about the Bills matching up against Baltimore than I did against Indianapolis. So I think Josh is a huge reason why, because you have faith that whatever they throw at him, maybe the first drive or two, it could be it. Look, the last week's game didn't start out well. They went 3 and out on 3 of their first 4 drives, and then they hit a groove. You know, they got that touchdown before halftime. They came out, scored on the first 2 drives in the 3rd quarter. They figured things out. So maybe it might be a slow start against Baltimore, but I have faith that Josh and Brian Daboll and all these guys will be able to figure out exactly what Baltimore's doing, and that Josh has multiple ways in the pocket, out of the pocket, throwing on the run, get out of the pocket, stand and throw the ball, play, you know, the edges of the passing game, the middle of the field, his legs. There's just so many ways that he can beat you now from a consistent way his game has come out and played this year. I think that's why you're recklessly optimistic. And you wouldn't expect Baltimore to be able to match the Bills in terms of scoring points. They run the ball very well, but, you know, I don't know they can put up a lot of points to outscore the Bills if they have to in this game.
A couple more comments on our feed here. Confidently nervous, that's Eugene, confidently nervous.
Confidently nervous.
And Adam is ridiculously optimistic. So there you go.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, thinking about this a little bit more, you know, it's just exactly – it's kind of the Marv thing. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? Yeah. Leading up to a Saturday night game where they can win and go to the AFC Championship game. It's just – you kind of – I don't know. I kind of want to, like, look back at 20 years of waiting to be in this spot again, right?
I haven't –
finally be here.
It's funny. I haven't – I don't even think I asked you that question yet this week, and I don't know why. But I – and I haven't taken much time myself to think about – you know, hope 11:30 Saturday night, the Bills could be in the AFC Championship game. It's pretty cool. I mean, again, I guess I'm thinking more about Baltimore just winning the game and all that stuff. But I and having experience, maybe that's another thing why. You haven't experienced the Bills in an AFC Championship game. You're one of many, I'm sure. And I hadn't I should have asked you at some point this week, have you stopped and thought, hey, what if they win? And then they're playing in the AFC Championship game? We know you sit back Sunday and like, we're in. Let's go see who they're playing.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like this, the phrase, don't look down. Look down right now.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is intense, you know?
It is intense, I know.
There's a lot going into this one.
Yeah. Let's grab some calls. 803-0552. Join us on M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Alex in Rochester, welcome. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Huge confidence builder for me yesterday was watching the Week 14 game against the Ravens. They had it broadcast on the NFL Network last night, and two completely different teams when you're looking at Buffalo last year and this year. Yep. The Ravens, interested to get your guys' thoughts on, I don't think they've changed much at all from last year, maybe even gotten a little bit worse. So if you're feeling anxious this morning, watch that Week 14 game last year. You might feel a little bit better about our chances going into tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, it really is jarring to see the differences. The difference for Baltimore is their offense, they don't pass it as well or as much, right? I mean, Lamar led the league in touchdown passes last year, and this year that didn't happen. I think the biggest difference for their offense might be Dobbins, that they've got a home run threat. Before it would have been
Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
It was Ingram, and Edwards only had a handful of carries in that game.
Was it Latavius Murray last year? Who else was there?
Edwards had maybe three or four carries, I think, in last year's game.
Okay. Why did I think Latavius Murray? He's Minnesota. Sorry, Minnesota to New Orleans. And Dobbins is different. And Dobbins has been getting more and more carries, and he is a home run threat. A little bit the way that Jonathan Taylor is. When the Bills played Jonathan Taylor, the one element of his game, and the Bills don't have this in a running back right now. They haven't all year. A guy that when he gets to the second level can just win that race.
Right.
You know, the way that Lamar can win a race, Lamar Jackson can. Jonathan Taylor can run away from people. J.K. Dobbins can run away from people. So if you do get into the secondary with Dobbins or Jackson, it's always going to be I feel like watching this game and watching them get past the line and into the second level will be a constant exercise in holding your breath until the guy's on the ground.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, Lamar in the open field is, you know, good luck. I mean, that's just, you know, you mentioned the Matt Milano play. You can bring up whoever DB it was for Tennessee that he juked out last week on the touchdown run. But and I also think if you flip it around to the caller's point about last year's game, I looked at the game book. I went back. I looked at the stats, the notes, all the recaps of that game. And I'm looking at it thinking, you know, some of it is like, what's the point? Because it's a different Bills offense. It's the same quarterback and hope, you know, some same start on the offensive line, but it's a different Bills offense. And I know, you know, I'm sure the Ravens looked at that tape too. And you almost go, hey guys, turn it off because, you know, Josh Allen his game has grown an unbelievable amount. Now you got to deal with Diggs. They add Gabriel Davis. I mean, you just have, it's a different looking offense you have to defend if you're the Baltimore Ravens. Look, last year there was no question. Blitz Josh. Keep him in the pocket, and you know what? He couldn't handle it. You know, and he was off kilter. He was, you know, he had, what did he have, 105 net yards passing? You know, he just could not, they could not handle the pressure. It was an easy decision for Baltimore. This year, it's not. You know, this year you actually, if you're their defensive coordinator, you have to think, are we playing with fire? If we're going to blitz 30, 40%, if we're going to play man coverage, 40, 45%, are we playing with fire? You didn't have to worry about that last year. You were pretty confident. All right, you know what? We'll take out John Brown. We'll pressure Josh Allen. We don't let him run out of the pocket. Boom, game over.
Did you see the numbers on that, Allen against man coverage?
No.
Allen, again, we're talking last year against this year, which is the big difference. In this same piece at the Athletic from Tedwin and Shiel.
Kapadia?
Kapadia, yes. Allen's expected EPA, which is expected points added per play, right?
Yeah.
Against man coverage last year, he was 27th.
Oof.
What's he against man coverage this year?
First?
First.
Wow.
Number one. So maybe the Ravens change their feathers
right.
or whatever, but
right.
the stats against man, the Bills are great.
Yeah.
The stats against the blitz, the Bills are great.
Yeah.
So here comes a blitzing man team. Execute, you know? Execute, and I'd have faith you do it.
Can I just say, I'm loving living in this world. Okay. Yeah, I mean, throw out a stat for a defense, and we're like, yeah, they beat it.
Yeah.
Zone, they beat it. Man, they beat it. Blitz, they beat it. I just want to say I'm really loving this world. Let's see. Yep, we got time. Okay, let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania next. Bill, you're on Football Friday on WGR. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Very good show. I love listening to you guys almost every day. I'm retired. I am almost to Meadville. I left Buffalo this morning heading for Florida.
Very nice.
I just wanted to give a prediction. I think 27-17, the Bills. The defense is going to play well. And just throwing this prediction out there, I'm going to get a pick six, defensive touchdown. Again, you guys do a wonderful job, and I've been listening to you since while I'm on the road this morning, and I just wanted to throw 2 cents out there. You guys have a great day. Be safe, and go Bills.
Thanks,
Bill. Safe
travels. Safe drive. Yeah, thanks for calling. I do believe I'm with you on the defense. I think they will have, Jerry Hughes was saying this week they have a different plan than they had last time. Actually, I thought the plan last time they faced Lamar was pretty good. But I think they know that they have to stop Lamar Jackson, and Jeremy brought up J.K. Dobbins. You've got to stop, first and foremost, their running game. So think like opposite of Kansas City, right? Kansas City, we're not letting Mahomes go over the top. We're not letting their passing game crush us. You want to run the ball, we'll take our chances. Okay, then reverse it and do everything in your power. And I don't know if it's eight guys in the box or nine guys or whatever the case may be, creeping your safeties up. I think they'll do everything they can to stop the running game and make Lamar throw 35 times and figure out that your guys in the secondary, Trey White, Levi Wallace, Josh Norman, because they rotate guys, they'll cover Marquise Brown. And then someone's got to deal with Mark Andrews. I mean, I think you can't forget about their tight end. He's a big target for them. Bill, thanks for the call. Jeez, there was something else I was going to say, and I just drew a blank.
Was it Bill's offensive line versus Ravens' defensive line?
No.
Well,
maybe it'll come back to me.
Well, the Bills, it's another thing about your strength. The Bills do not run block particularly well, but they do pass block well. They're one of the better pass blocking teams.
Yep.
So, you've got your strength here. You just lean on what got you here.
Let's see. We'll go to Syracuse next. Justin, you're on M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I feel great. I feel great about this game. I've been at this since 86, man, and I haven't had these feelings since the 90s. I'm on my way to Buffalo right now just to go to the store. I love it. I love being a Bills fan. I can't get over it, man. This is just unbelievable right now. It's just, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I think our offense is going to handle the defense. I really do. I have confidence in Allen. I have confidence in our offense. Beam and McDermott, they got this. They've had this going on for the last 4 years. And McDermott talks my language. He talks my language, like trust the process. I know that sounds cliche, but there's just something to that. Just the way he talks to these men. And I'm going to let you guys go. You guys have a wonderful day. Let's go, Bills. Let's do this.
All right. Appreciate it, Justin. Happy shopping. Yeah, I think from the top down, we talk a lot about the players, of course, and Josh Allen. Although we get into, with Brian Daboll coaching and everything, from the top down, Bean, the personnel department, McDermott, the coaching staff, everything, knock on wood. And honestly, if Brian Daboll does leave in the offseason, I know that's a big concern for some Bills fans. I know I feel at the point where we're at that you would trust Bean, McDermott, whatever, whoever the collaboration is to either promote from in-house or go look for another offensive coordinator, you would trust these guys to make the right decision because more often than not, whether it's staffing, whether it's draft, whether it's free agents, you know, moving guys on for whatever reason in the rebuild, they have made the right decisions more often than not.
It's funny about this, the Brian Daboll conversation. He has had interviews with the Jets, which the job's gone,
yeah,
and the Chargers, we know, which the job is still there. Isn't the most important interview he has Saturday night at 8:15?
Yeah, look good.
Well, that's your interview. That's
yeah, against
your,
Baltimore. Throw the tape on there, GM. See what
right,
he did.
It's, you know? You almost you almost wonder. I'm sure it wouldn't work this way. I'm sure it wouldn't. But if, let's say it's the Chargers. It's Tom Telesco out there.
Yes.
He'd say, so, you know, the information in these meetings is confidential.
Mm-hmm.
What should I look for Saturday? Right? Could you ask that? Could you say to you are an offensive coordinator. You have a game. I'm coming to – if you're a player,
yeah,
you're going to get scouted. I'm scouting you today. So you tell me anything you think I should look for on Saturday against Baltimore? It'd be fun to think if
yeah, like, right.
Well,
so you're saying Telesco asked Dable,
Telesco
what
asked
should I
Dable.
Watch for to see if I know if it works and I know what you're doing and all that?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Two words, halfback pass. I'm serious. Actually, get ready for it.
Really?
The Bills roll out those trick plays, wide receiver passes, halfback passes all the time.
Yeah.
And here you have an aggressive
blitzing
defense.
Team. Yeah.
So will we see a trick play?
I wonder if they throw a lot of screens. Well, a lot. Some more screens than they might normally throw because of the blitzing defense. Still got to get the 14th touchdown, right? 14th
yeah,
different guy with
the
touchdown pass?
Different guy.
It was Arthur Smith, by the way. I was trying to remember what it was. Adam Schefter has tweeted out, Diana Rossini from ESPN tweeted out, the Atlanta Falcons have made an offer to Arthur Smith to be their next head coach per sources. He has been the offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Titans. So if that goes through, then scratch another job off the list, and that would leave four coach jobs open with the Jags done and the Jets done and maybe now the Falcons done. So, you know, again, I think the Chargers, is, as Jeremy pointed out, is the big one if you're, you know, holding your breath, crossing your fingers for Brian Daboll. It sounds like L.A. is the big one to be keep an eye on.
One quick thing Bill writes in about field position. Need to have better field position than last week. It helped the Colts a lot. It would be hard to have worse field position.
It would be really hard
to be worse.
It was awful.
It was special teams. I mean, part of it was getting a goal line stand as well.
Like, yeah.
It would be really hard.
Well, unless you want to have every drive start inside your own five, that would be worse. Yeah, every single one.
Our feed here today is brought to you by, of course, Southern Tier Brewing Company. Our thanks to Southern Tier for putting this on. If you're looking for an awesome craft beverage and for the game Saturday against Baltimore, well, you've got lots of options. I've got them in front of me, Howard. I can show you.
I got one of these, too. It's pretty awesome.
I can confirm I have had all five of these. Not this morning.
At the same time?
Not this morning.
Okay.
The New Juice IPA, the Lakeshore Fog, the 8 days a week, the live session, the 2X IPA. Southern Tier, of course, you want to find it closest to you. You can go to stbcbeer.com to find where you can grab it, whether it's the Overpack, Variety Pack, or any one of their beers. It is delivered fresh daily from Chautauqua. So get yours at your favorite beer store or at stbcbeer.com to find where that is. Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Before he even gets up under center. And I think a lot of that has to do with another year in the system, which is his third year. But then I think the other part, too, is I don't know if we will be seeing Josh Allen having all of this success if it wasn't for Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean coming together and bringing Stephon Diggs. So, and I don't know if Stephon Diggs would be having this much success if it wasn't for Josh Allen. When I look at this overall big picture looking down, I think they brought in superstar pieces, but very complementary of each other. And the guys understand that, and they have bought into it. It's complementary football, what I'm seeing all across the board.
That is former Bill Tequio Spikes, who was on our show this week. If you missed the interview, it is available in on-demand audio at WGR550.com. More of your calls.
Out of breath here.
You all right? Did you shoot a beer in the break? Around. Is that what you were doing?
No.
I just thought you could demonstrate for tailgaters that are now watching on the stream. The Murph coming up in a moment. The Bills and Ravens, of course, tomorrow night. Bills injury report. You're killing me. Bills injury
replacement.
Yeah, no, I know. I got my hat on, you know. Huh? I even tried to bend the brim a lot just to... My glasses are in the way. Questionable on the injury report for the Bills, one player, Darryl Johnson. There was a full practice yesterday for Stephon Diggs, Tremaine Edmonds, Ed Oliver, and Justin Zimmer. Cole Beasley was listed as limited. None of those others are have an injury designation, though, okay? Sean McDermott did say that it's T.J. Yeldon taking Zach Moss's spot. Marcus Peters, cornerback for Baltimore, listed as questionable with a back injury. Bills News brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of your Buffalo Bills. The Jets have a new head coach, Robert Saleh, of the 49ers. He reportedly is going to hire Mike LaFleur as his offensive coordinator. He is Matt's younger brother. Has been on, worked with Kyle Shanahan going back to Atlanta, and has been the passing game coordinator with the 49ers. The Jags are hiring Urban Meyer. That leaves the Chargers, Eagles, Houston, Detroit, and Atlanta as still open. However, there are reports this morning the Falcons have offered their job to Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. Sabres lost to the Caps 6-4. NHL standings brought to you by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. Sabres are 0-1. Let's see. What else? Yankee fans. DJ LeMahieu, reports circulating now that he is going to sign with the Yankees. So if you were sweating that one out, Yankee fans, you don't have to worry about that one.
You know what else could happen this weekend in addition to the Bills winning? The Chiefs play. And I feel like it's worth mentioning that people are somewhat down on the Chiefs, right? They kind of...
Yeah, they're only winning by one-score games.
Yeah, one-score games. Their starters haven't played in a couple of weeks. If they go ahead and throttle the Browns, which
they
is
might.
Very possible,
yeah.
Or even if it's just any sort of high-scoring affair,
right.
We might kind of wake back up on, oh, that's right, the Chiefs are still you know,
they
they're
might still
really
be good.
Good.
Yeah, right?
Good.
It's funny. They've won, like, however many straight, but only by an average of 6 points.
Yeah, they would have finished 15-1.
Yeah, that's right, if they cared in the last game. Yeah, that's right. They lost their last game. All right, we're going to get to more of your calls. We're also going to the Western Hotline. John Murphy's bringing to the play-by-play tomorrow night with, of course, Steve Tasker and Sal Capaccio. Murph joins us right now, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Bills fans, by Dunn Tire, the official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Happy Football Friday. John Murphy, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, can you give me the NHL standings, the Sabre standings again?
Yeah, they're 0-1, Murph. I didn't.
0-1. Okay. No, I mean, I'm glad I didn't get an update on that.
They're ahead of two teams in their own division on goal differential.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
So they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in the East Division, Murph, in case you were wondering. Oh,
thank you. Yeah,
so, hey, listen, fans are going to be back tomorrow night. Let me backtrack for a second. What was it like having some fans in the building last week for while you were broadcasting?
It was great, and it surprised me. You know, I didn't know it would affect me like that. But I'll be honest, I got a little choked up when the Bills took the field right before the coin toss. The crowd erupted. It was noisier than you would think 6,700 would be in a place that normally has 10 times that many fans. And it kind of choked me up. I was like, man, these people are pumped to be here, and they make a difference. And there was a certain amount of energy and noise. I mean, I think they weren't overwhelmingly noisy, but there were a couple times when the Colts, I think, had trouble getting plays called at the line of scrimmage, and they did a lot of that, a lot of audible from Phillip Rivers. But I think the noise was a factor there. It was then and at the end when Micah Hyde broke up the Hail Mary pass at the end, when the crowd again erupted, it really hit me how great it was to have fans in the stands, how noisy they were, much noisier than I thought that a group that size would be. It was fun, and now we get a whole new group of 6,700 this week.
Hey, Murph, the Bills have faced a number of good pass defenses, some of the best ones in the league this year. Rams, Niners, Steelers come to mind. Now they take on Baltimore. How do you think, as you've looked at Ravens games and done your prep, and having, of course, seen all the other games this season, how do you think Baltimore's defense, their pass defense, stacks up against the top ones the Bills have faced this season?
They're right there. You know, they're right in the mix, I think. They like to blitz a lot. I think they blitz more than anybody in the NFL, so they'll try to put pressure on the opposing quarterback, regardless of whether it's Josh Allen, who does well against the blitz, or anybody else. They're able to do that, I think, because their corners are so good. Both corners are pretty solid, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, and that allows them to put so much pressure on opposing teams. But they have a good group up front. You know, they rotate seven or eight guys up front, including Yannick Ngakoue and Calais Campbell, a couple of guys who've been around the league and know a little bit about how to get a pass rush going. Their linebackers are okay. They have a rookie middle linebacker, their first rounder from LSU, Patrick Queen. So they're good. I don't think they're great. I don't think they're like a difference-making defense, but they're good. They're solid, and they do put a lot of pressure on opponents.
You know, one of the things Jeremy and I were just talking about, Murph, though, in the break, the previous segment, I should say, is the improvement in Josh Allen and the passing game, but in Josh Allen specifically, that you play man, he was the best against man. You play zone, they beat zone. You blitz, he had, I think, the best touchdown to interception ratio versus blitzes in the league this year. So it's become very difficult to figure out what's the best way to try and stop Josh Allen in the Bills passing game.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And, you know, the Ravens so far have played mostly man. It remains to be seen whether they will do that tomorrow night. I think they will, because that's what they're comfortable with. It would be kind of a big shift if they were to transform themselves into a zone defensive team. They like man to man. I think they're going to be tested man to man by Buffalo's arsenal of receiving targets. And I'm guilty of this as much as anybody. You look at the matchup and think, well, where do the Ravens? What do they do that might hurt the Bills? You got to turn around a little bit and think, if you're the Ravens, you have to be worried about Buffalo's passing attack. You know, as good as the Ravens have been on defense, here comes the NFL's second-ranked passing attack with all those targets at wide receiver. You know, they have two good corners. They don't really have four great corners, and that makes a difference when they line up and play. That's the matchup that may decide the game. Can the Ravens cover the Bills? Can they stop Buffalo's passing attack? Can they slow it down at least?
When you flipped it around and you started looking at the Ravens' offense, of course, we're going to start with Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about the Ravens' running game. What stands out as you've watched teams play Lamar? Maybe, excuse me, Murph, if there were teams that had some success against him, anything stand out as you did your prep work?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll tell you, I went right back initially, and I did it last Sunday night at halftime when I saw the way the Browns-Steelers game was going. I went right back to December of 2019, remembering that the Bills did a pretty good job against Lamar Jackson. They seemed to employ, you know, a variety of approaches. They had, I guess, what you could call a spy, not entirely through the game, but a couple of plays, and they made sure that their rush lanes kind of protected the outside, kept them in the pocket, and they were pretty successful, held them to 40 yards. It seems like that's what most teams try to do. But here's the thing that got me as I was thinking about the game through the week. You can have a handle on Lamar Jackson. You can think we're doing a good job. He hasn't hurt us yet. And then all of a sudden he explodes for a 60-yard run.
Right.
So it's really hard to do that for, you know, 65 plays a game to have him in check, you know. And the Bills managed to do it, cowled him to 40 yards a year, 13 months ago. But can they do it again? I don't know, because it only takes one play. That's all it took last week against Tennessee, which, again, is a pretty good defense.
Murph, the other thing I want to ask before we let you go is, okay, when they're passing the ball, we spent a lot of time talking about their running game. When they do pass the ball, who are the main targets to be aware of?
Yeah, that's, I mean, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown is their number one target, I guess, and he's good. You know, he's smallish, you know, 5'9", 180. He's not great. They have Willie Steen, Miles Boykin, the Notre Damer comes in and catch passes. The tight end, Mark Andrews, is pretty good. They don't really have a dynamic playmaking receiver, I think. You know, they have some good running backs, but not really a receiver who scares you. So there's not one guy who demands a lot of attention in the receiving game. If there is, I guess it would be Brown. But that might be a thing where the Bills have, again, an edge over Baltimore. They don't have to worry too much about Baltimore's passing game. And let's face it, the Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson, as good as he is on the ground, he doesn't scare you as a passer, does he? He doesn't scare me as a passer.
No. Yeah, if you could somehow contain their running game and make them throw 30 times, I love the Bills' chances in this game.
Yeah, and that's why I think the Bills, you know, offense holds the key early on to get out to an early lead, a couple of touchdown lead, force the Ravens to throw it more than they want. Then the Bills should be in good shape tomorrow night.
All right. Enjoy the game, Murph. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, John. John Murphy with us here on the Westher Hotline on Football Friday. 803-0550 to join us for your thoughts on the big game tomorrow night at Bills Stadium. Paul in Akron, thanks for holding on. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My opinion on how I think we're going to win this game is in the red zone. I think that they're going to make their drives on us. They're going to run the ball. You know, everyone says how our defense can't stop the run. That's only partially true, in my opinion. I think we can be good. I think we stiffen up once they get too close to our goal line. They're going to kick field goals. I really don't think they're going to be able to stop Josh Allen, even with if they try blitzing. I think that he's going to beat that blitz. If they try dropping back, I think Dable's going to have some designed maybe runs for Josh if they start to do that. The Bills are a team that they start off kind of slow. I mean, they didn't score at all in the first quarter against Miami. And then they see what you're doing, and they adjust to it, and they seem to have an answer all the time. And I really think the answer to this game is our touchdowns compared to their field goals, and I think we're going to come out on the win on this one. What do you guys think? I'll listen to you guys. Thanks. Heard take my call.
The two teams' red zone percentage, if we use just touchdowns and forget about field goals, like percentage of drives in the red zone where they finish with a touchdown, the Bills and Ravens are right next to each other, 12th and 13th in the league. So, and you know, if you execute on any given Sunday, that's a way to win a game, like finish in the red zone. They both are good in the red zone, and my guess is that having a mobile quarterback for both of them is a big factor in that. You know, rollouts, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I can predict which team will be better in the red zone, but I don't think it's crazy to say the team that is better in the red zone will win. I mean, you know, you need your points wherever you get them.
You want to talk about why Indy lost last week? Red zone. I mean, they was huge. The fact that they kept moving in there, the Bills' red zone defense has not been that great this season, but it was good last week. I mean, it got a little help, you know, the fourth down pass that was just a little bit off target from Phillip Rivers, but they were 2 of 5 in the red zone, and that's a huge reason. It's Ravens, Colts, Indy, Baltimore. The Colts left a lot of points on the field last week, and the one thing I would say that is different here that you do have to worry about in the red zone is what this quarterback can run. They got in the red zone. You were never worried about. What did he have? Did he have one scramble yard last week or 3 yards? Whatever.
One scramble for 3 yards on the year.
They're in the red zone. You are not worrying about Phillip Rivers run. They bring in Jacoby Brissett to run the ball if they're in the red zone or on short yardage. This is a different horse here, okay? You play the Ravens now, and you have to worry about. They've got a really good tight end target in Mark Andrews. You still have to deal with, you know, Marquise Brown and the other receivers. But, man, you know, Lamar can run the ball. Just like Josh is a threat with his legs in the red zone, so is Lamar Jackson. So I think this is a bigger challenge for the Bills' defense in the red zone than the Colts were. and I got the nickname right that time. If you're on hold, hang on. We got more lines open. We want to hear from you. Everybody, come on in and join us. It is Football Friday, M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. 803-0550 to share your thoughts on the matchup tomorrow night. And we're streaming till 10 o'clock on our WGR Facebook page, so you can check out the stream as well. And we'll take more of your calls in a moment on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former Bill Eric Wood. Join Shope and the Bulldog every football Monday at 4 p.m. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you by Jim's Steakout, Western New York's best steak hoagie since 1981. And by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino, 888-2020.
Here's what I would expect the New York Jets to do at quarterback this upcoming season, Kevin. And again, there'll be organizational meetings to discuss this, but I would think that Sam Darnold is going to return as the Jets quarterback. And the Jets will entertain offers at the number two pick. I think that they could sit there and take an offensive tackle. They could sit there and take a wide receiver. They could do whatever they want with that pick. But right now, I think the plan would be to proceed with Sam Darnold as the quarterback of the New York Jets in 2021. I think that Joe Douglas and his staff believe in him. Robert Saleh believes in him. And I think that they'd like to give Sam Darnold an opportunity for a full season when he's healthy with a new staff to see what he can do. I would be surprised if Sam Darnold were not the starting quarterback on opening day.
That is Adam Schefter from ESPN. Sign me up for that. And by the way, take an offensive tackle. I mean, I suppose they would do that so they have their little bookend tackles there. Well, they're not little, actually. They'd be big bookend tackles. Do the Jets have a second pick? Don't they have one in the back end of round one, I think?
They have a bunch of picks coming up in the next couple drafts.
All right. They got to get a receiver. If this is that good a receiver class for the second straight year, wouldn't you think they have to target one of the top receivers in this draft class to get a, I mean, if you're keeping Sam Darnold, you better get him a playmaker.
Yeah, they have number 2, number 23, number 34, 66, and 87. All right. So five in the top 87.
Yeah, I would assume somewhere in there, either at 2 or 23, or if you're moving up 23 and 34 to get up a little higher, they have got to get at least another receiver to help Sam Darnold. All right, we left off here. Chris in Maryland, thanks for holding on. Welcome to Football Friday on WGR.
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as much as the defense, well, they slightly scares me a little bit from last week and just the lack of, just the lack of stopping the run. I do think, you know, when they do set their minds to it and they set out to do a job that, you know, they're pretty efficient. I believe we're going to get a victory. I was a lot nervous at the beginning of the week. I'm starting to mellow out a little bit. Been talking to a lot of Raven fans down here. And all of them, and they'll be walking up on me because I got my stuff on. I mean, I'm all the time, even in the drought. I might be, you know, the Bills backers down here in the Maryland, D.C. area is crazy, but there's a lot of us down here. Long story short, here we go. They're concerned about our pass offense, and the biggest thing that they're saying is, like, we got to be able to slow down or stop Josh if he gets moving. They're worried about the pass offense and Josh with his feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all think that the Ravens, they said that our team's going to do what they're going to do. They know that their team's going to blitz. They know they're going to bring pressure. He said, the thing is, the difference with you guys was got us concerned. I'm speaking as all of them because the ones that I've talked to, they really all said the same thing.
Yeah.
The main concern is their passing, is our passing, and that we have an offense. And he said, this is not the same team from last year. You know, and I was like, well, yeah, you guys are right.
Yeah.
It isn't. But my hope's that is that we can start a little more hot this week, you know, with the offense, pick up the pace a little bit. And, you know, let's see. Let's hope we can get a win, get to the conference championship. But I'm going to tell you something. One more thing, guys. I've been a Bills fan 86 all the time. I've been here at that. So I've been going through it. It's like when I go see my family at Niagara Falls and Buffalo and all that. That's like home to me too. And I'm gonna tell you something. Being a Bills fans down here is amazing when you see other Bills fans because it's like we have our own language. In Bills fans, period.
I'll tell you what. Let me appreciate the call, Chris. We'll pick up on your points about the pass offense when we get back because we got to get to a break.
Yeah, and I just want to mention two callers in a row that have mentioned kind of starting slow. The Bills are number two in the league in first half points. You know who number three is?
You're going to tell me Baltimore, I assume?
Baltimore.
You're killing me with these stats.
Our stream is sponsored by Southern Tier. It's 9 o'clock. What's the time?
It's happy hour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the afternoon show gets to do this, and they can probably crack one, whereas we can we probably also
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, Southern Tier Brewing Company bringing you this stream. Are we going for another hour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were.
Yep.
Yeah, just making sure. I've got a couple things to bring up with you. I got a lot of problems with you people. Southern Tier Brewing Company, Rude and Love in the 716 daily from Chautauqua. It's delivered. You can try any one of these. How about trying five beers in one pack, huh?
Mm.
An overpacked pack. This is right up your alley, Howard. You love trying new things.
I do,
you
yes.
You love trying. You can try five new things. The New Juice IPA, the Lakeshore Fog Hazy and Juicy IPA, the 8 days a week,
ooh,
infinitely drinkable blonde ale. Yeah, you like that, right?
Eight days a week. Beatles song. Yeah, I like
that
one.
Sing it.
Yeah.
The Live Session Pale Ale and the 2X IPA, which is their double IPA. So go to stbcbeer.com to find it closest to you. I got an Old Man Winter ale over there. I might give you that. Old Man Winter.
That works for me,
right
yeah.
Right up your alley.
Thank you.
Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716, Lakewood, New York, 21+.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.